F off, back to Russia. to start the day. We start this day. The specials. Doing the Frank Zappa tune, Trouble Every Day. And it's going to get better days, better days. And that's the next tune, Better Days by Apples and Stereo. Today's all days, songs about days. And finishing up the days, getting into the week, songs about week, with week in the title. Weak premise, but I'm going to do it anyhow. Let's see what else is happening. Oh, gosh. All right. Let's just go right into it. Better days. All right, that was Better Days by Apples and Stereo. In the background, I'm going to play End This Day by The Fall because it's a long tune, and I'm just going to talk over it because you're lucky, you know, because it's my birthday week. And what do? I haven't done this in about a year or two, but I play 3 hours of the band The Fall, and I'm not going to do it. I didn't do it this or last year. But usually, I did that for years. Right around this time of year, I'd play my favorite band, The Fall, and I'd play them for 3 hours and even have less listeners. So that's pretty awesome. How you rats doing? Awesome. You awesome rats, you. Zombo right in your brain with songs about days. And the nice thing is, it's the new season here on the radio. And it's so cool. I do not have a show following me, which is wonderful. I always love when a show, I always like that gap. You know, I can go a little bit over. I could even do an extra hour if I'd like to. But ain't happening. I am not going to do an extra hour. Ain't in my plans, especially for summer. You know, especially for summertime. Yeah. Whew. Just kicking back with you guys. What is going to happen today? It's just so fascinating, the things that you just kind of get up and never expect have to happen. And it does happen. Or it doesn't happen. Yeah. It's feeling very, very satiated today. I don't know why. I feel satiated all the time. I feel very relaxed. Very smooth. it is the Friday. But to me, the whole every day is Friday to me. I like that. And I like that a lot. All right. I'm not going to tell you what's going on with the band. So this is kind of strange. So someone's telling me, oh, you know, they're going to change Facebook all, and they're going to change all social media, and they're going to make everybody pay for social media. I'm like, you know, goodbye. Goodbye. And there's always people like causing those rumors, you know, like, oh, you know, they're going to use all your pictures and they're going to, I don't care. You know, they tapped into the phone. It's the nature of being in a big, gigantic clump of folks with you just got to put up with certain things if you live in civilization. But then so imagine life without social media. It's not so bad. You know, I know some people that you say, oh, he doesn't have any kind of social media. He's a weirdo. That's a weirdo. There's always going to be something, though. You know, MySpace used to be the thing. Friendster used to be the thing. You know, they start charging for social media, I'm just going to disappear off it. Most people will. I'm not going to pay for that. It's bad enough I get all the advertising, and you know, and it's interesting. I'll kind of go on my phone. I go, men's cologne. I'll just say it next to my phone. Next thing you know, it's like all this stuff for men's cologne come up. Yeah, it's not a coincidental. Yeah. So, needless to say, I highly doubt it that that's going to happen because they make so much advertising money. They're not going to need a few pennies from you guys, or you need a blue star. Or the meta, and you pay for it. Ain't happening. You know what my life without social media is going to be like? Maybe there'll be like two less people showing up for my shows that I do. Not going to affect the radio at all. You know, and who needs to know what? I don't. Do you imagine how nice that's going to be? You won't actually have to like suffer through all these threads of people going, I just broke up with my boyfriend. He's the most horrible person in the world. And then it's like, that gal, I hate that gal. Oh, we made up now. Everything's all good. Then the next thing you know, it's a mess again. Or someone that is just it's this horrible attention getting, you know, like they put up and goes, I feel so miserable today. Well, cheer up. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, yeah, I feel so bad today. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, cheer up. Yeah, I'm not going to miss that. The people that have these horrible mood swings on social media. I'm going to kill myself. Oh, no, don't do it. You know, I'm going to go get some ice cream today. It's like they post that like 5 seconds later. Like, man. So there's some things you're not going to miss about social media. And then all the infighting. You can't even say something nice. You can't even say, wow, it's a beautiful day today. Well, you know. The temperature is higher than it's ever been, and then there's going to be someone else. There's going to be a fight. Everything's going to revolve around a fight. So, oh, yeah, like this. This is crazy. So I was near my phone, and I said, men's razors. What comes up is this company that actually their big selling point is that they are they fight the left. They fight. And I thought this was a joke. Buy our razor blades and fight socialism. Buy our razor blades and fight the left. And I'm like, where are these things made? They're made in Korea. They go, well, we're not made in China anymore. But it's made in Korea. You know, and all their money they say they go to all these like conservative. And it's like, it's a goddamn razor. Can't you leave some things alone? Can you just leave that alone? Can we have something that doesn't have to start a fight? Man, you can't even like get razor blades without, you know, somebody actually making it political. Pretty. So that's the kind of crap you're not going to miss on social media. No, you're not. Let's see here. We got to talk about, relaxing, smooth, and easy. Smooth, relaxing, and easy. Eric O'Brien blends instrumental versions of songs everybody knows with the occasional vocal pop standard that mixes in the odd. Sorry, I dozed off. Interesting facts and a moment or two of levity. Oh, yeah? Is that right? I'll have to listen to this levity because I'm Mr. Levity here. I'm Eugene Levity right here. There is no such thing as too much noise in your world. Listen to smooth, relaxing and easy Saturday afternoon, 3 to 5. That does sound smooth, relaxing, and easy. So, yeah. So what else is happening? Oh, what profound life observations are we going to share today? Today, day. You ever wonder why someone walks around and you see like a photograph of somebody and they're, it's something really horrible happened to them and you wonder why they wore the certain things they wore? For example, there was this book. It was really creepy. A book called Evidence by Luke. Oh, I forgot the dude's name. He's a French. It's called Evidence. The book's called Evidence. And I know the guy's name's Luke something or other, L-U-C. But he found all these photographic plates from 19... what they usually do, like in the New York Police Department, what they would do is they would have, like, they would take photographs, crime photographs, and they would be on these glass plates. And then what they would do, like in, you know, 20 years, they'd toss them in the river. They'd have a big fire. And they missed one. It was under the stairway. And they found it was all from like 1911. It was like all these crime photographs from 1911. And they were done on glass plates. So they looked like new artsy photographs. And how they did these photographs, these crime photographs, is crazy. What they would do is they would put a tripod, you know, because that was basically the only way that they could take photographs because it was so jittery in the photo. And they would put it and it looked down. So, like, it's like you're towering over this dead person. And it was so bizarre and so unsettling to see this. But you think in your back of your mind, wow, why did that guy wear that suit and that tie that day when he got pushed down that elevator shaft? Why did that fella want to wear those shoes with those pair of pants when he got shot? So, like, when you dress in the morning... Dress like you're going to be in a crime photograph. You know, always wear something nice. I mean, do you really want the last thing you wore? Like, say, for example, oh, yeah, then the guy got hit by a bus and died. What was he wearing? Oh, he was wearing some Steeler pajama bottoms and a dirty T-shirt that looked, that it said Mountain Dew on it. Do you want that to be your final exit from the world, wearing Steeler pajama bottoms and a Mountain Dew T-shirt? You should see, like, if you look back at those old photographs, even back to the 1940s, you have guys working on their cars. They got a suit and a tie and a hat on. Or they got, here's a picture of some kid in the coal mine. The kid's got a suit on in the coal mine. Everybody dressed so nice, you know. Of course, you probably just had, like, one or two suits. But it was great to actually see a lot of people, like, well-dressed. Like, and they look really cool. Like, the picture of my grandpa. He's got, like, this, like, one of those, like, one of those white T-shirts. I'm not going to call them wife beaters. But they're called A-shirts. They're called A-shirts or something. And he's got that on. He's got some slacks, some real nice pleated slacks and some dress shoes and this real nice topper hat. And he's, like, you know, working on the car. Working on like 1930, whatever it is that they drove back then. You're thinking, man, that's pretty awesome. You didn't see anybody walking around in pajama bottoms. That and Crocs. You know, I really do think that there should be some laws. You know, I really do think there's some, what do they call that? Indecent exposure. Indecent exposure. You should be like, those Crocs you're wearing, you know, those are inside shoes. Those are house shoes. Those aren't outside shoes. Fuzzy slippers. You're wearing fuzzy slippers. Fuzzy slippers with sweat. Have you no... my God. What was that line? Have you no decency? It's amazing how you see people dress. So just think about that. When you're dressing like a slob, that's how people are going to remember you. That's how you get... And then the other weird thing is, too, is people that think that some things are nice. For example, you walk through the cemetery and you see some people, they're putting photographs on tombstones now. And one of them is really weird. When you buy a car, sometimes they'll take your picture when you're buying the car. You know, and here's a picture of you and your new car. And that's the picture on the guy's... that's the picture on it. It's like, it's him in front of a Mercedes-Benz with the Steelers jersey on. And I'm like, dude, really? That is your eternal statement. That is your eternal statement. You know, some car, and you're just standing there. You know, wow. I don't know. I don't know why stuff like that bothers me. I don't know why anything bothers me. Man, that was a waste of 22 minutes. All right, here's 3 days. We're back to the days with a band called Barbecue. Yeah, let's dig some music, man. What do you say? We'll be right back.
Was left to fight with only stones and sticks. Warriors were captured, some hid and just stayed put. When the soldiers rode off, they headed north on foot. For many years, Oglala had been the Cheyenne's friend. They knew the great chief Crazy Horse would fight until the end. White man's reservation would never kill his soul. It's
oh boy, that was not to my liking. Not to my liking. Nope, I did not feel like playing the rest of that song. Ain't knocking me out. What do I got here? I gotta do this. That was supposed to be Alex Harvey. It doesn't sound like Alex Harvey. It's the last day of whatever. I don't even care. But that was that. We heard Day After Day by the Pretenders, and the Flaming Stars did after this day. And we start with 3 days by barbecue. Like, you care. But I care. We all care. We all care for ice cream. Yes, we do. Mm-hmm. Ah, man. So, yeah, it's a thing here. Oh, let me shut this off altogether. There we go. So we can just be just me and you hanging out. Unless you want to hear this in the background. See, I mean, every second the radio to me is precious. And sometimes my shekel will rise and I say, that can't fly on the radio show. I mean, this song was so boring, I'm surprised Paul Smoking the Grasse didn't request it. Is that dull? Yeah, it's just like one of these, like, horrible, like, and it's a long tune, but it was Alex Harvey, and I thought it was like Alex Harvey from, you know, a sensational Alex Harvey band, like the glam rock guy. Yeah, it just sounds like some, like, depressed old hillbilly. You know, I can do without depressed old hillbillies. I don't know about you. Depressed hillbillies ain't my thing. Let's see if I got what I can tell you about something. All right, hey, here's something brand new. And you won't find any depressed hillbillies going there. WRCT is supported by Sidecar Bakery. Now, that's a new thing. Sidecar Bakery. Sidecar Bakery is an independent coffee shop. So there's the thing about independent coffee shops. This one's probably real. But there's this great thing that happened out on the West Coast. There was too many Starbucks. And everybody was going, oh, man, there's too many. We want to support the locals. So there's this other chain called Pete's Coffee. P-E-E-T. Oh, yeah. I'm going to go to Pete's. You can see where this is going. You know, we're not going to go to Starbucks anymore. The big clomber monster of a corporation. We're going to go to Pete's Coffee. And Pete's Coffee's like laid back, and Pete's Coffee's an independently owned thing, and we're all gonna go to Pete's. Well, Pete's was owned by Starbucks. They made their own small, quote unquote, independent coffee shop to compete with the corporate illusion of Starbucks. You gotta hand it to the unbelievable the lack of anything good in the last days of capitalism. So needless to say, let me talk about Sidecar Bakery. I have a full coffee bar, and it is an independent coffee shop. That's right. I think they're owned by Giant Eagle. the ready-made breakfast sandwiches. And see, from where I'm from, it's sandwiches. I will never say sandwich. Sandwich just ain't it. I'm a sandwich guy. You're either a sandwich guy. Oh, this reminds me. Oh, my God. This is something. Let me finish this. Then I'll get into my thing. I've got something so precious and so wonderful about sandwiches I got. And sandwich. But anyhow, they have breakfast pastries. They have savory hand pies. Oh, man. This writes itself. How would you like a savory hand pie? That just sounds like something you thought. Hey, get over here. How would you like a knuckle sandwich? Oh, yeah. How would you like a savory hand pie? I'll give you a savory ham pie you'll never forget, my friend. They have cakes, they have pies, and savory ham pies in the bakery next door. Sidecar offers a place to study, eat, hang out, and then mooch our Wi-Fi for free in a cafe setting. Open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. And for more information, go to sidecar412.com. I don't even know where it says where it's at. It just says it doesn't give me an exact address. But it's somewhere in North Oakland, Sidecar Bakery. So I got to tell you, sandwich, all of that. You got to understand how important the sandwich is. Now, this ain't some idle thing here. This is something that if you actually look at the wide swath of food and the things that we eat to survive, it's all sandwich. It's all a sandwich. Everything you're eating, everything, it is a sandwich. We have one idea. We have one food idea in the world, and that is a sandwich. Well, how about a pizza? What is a pizza? Well, a pizza is a piece of bread. Hey, it's an open-faced sandwich. That's all a pizza is. A pizza is an open-faced sandwich. That's all a pizza is. Okay, how about a burrito? Whoa, a burrito, that's flattened bread with stuff inside of it. That's another sandwich. And then a taco is not even, I mean, taco is just like, just a lazy burrito. They just want to put the extra couple folds in the tacos. So it's like, ah, just fold it in half. That's good enough. I can't figure out how to fold the burrito correctly. I'm sorry, my tortilla origami just ain't what it used to be. So taco, that is actually very close to a sandwich. You actually look at the gyro. Uh-huh, I said gyro. That's right, I got back from Greece. It is not gyro, it is not gyro, it's pronounced gyro. Gyro, folded pita bread. Bam, as another sandwich. Savory ham pie, you're looking at a savory ham pie. There's crust, it's a pie, it's got stuff in the middle. Once again, that's a sandwich. Spaghetti. Okay, you're going to give me spaghetti? You know what? Spaghetti is like pasta, which is pretty much bread that's been put through a black hole and spaghettified. And then you have the meat with that and the sauce, which could be very much like a ketchup type thing. Once again, spaghetti is nothing but a shredded sandwich. That's all it is. Everything, don't care. Okay, a salad? Oh, you're going to go salad on me? You know what a salad is? A salad is a hamburger without the bun and the meat. Yeah, there you go with that. Yeah, I got you on that one. That soup, that's just a liquefied sandwich. That's all it is. It's a sandwich they put in a, what is that thing? I want to use the funny name. Now, Vitamix. Yeah, I'm not even going to use blender. But, yeah, that's a liquefied sandwich. That's all that is. What else do we got here that you can eat that is not a sandwich? It's all sandwiches. Those are sandwiches. Pot pie. There you go, pot pie. It has got meat in the middle and then crusty stuff on the top. Once again, that is a sandwich. Don't kid yourself. You know, how about a steak? Oh, I'm going to have a big juicy steak. All a steak is a sandwich without the bread. It's just a breadless piece of meat. So there, we have one idea. We have one idea, and we just use it over and over and over again. Life, my friends, and Warren Zevon said it correctly, enjoy every sandwich. My favorite sandwich, you may ask? That would be the Primanti's turkey sandwich with everything. And I have a true Pittsburgh because I have the feeling of being more healthy because you have the turkey, which is more healthy than the pastrami or the beef or the gabagool. Yeah, it's pronounced gabagool, but it's a capicola. How do you get gabagool out of capicola? How do you get pasta fazool out of like whatever vajuni? They mispronounce everything too, just to try and confuse you. That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. So then you get into the lo mains. You get into like egg roll. That's a sandwich. It's stuff rolled in a thing, and then it's a sandwich. So enjoy your sandwich today. No matter what you're eating, just keep in mind, it's all derivative of the one idea human beings had to eat to survive. And that, my friends, is the sandwich. Day after day, Generation X, let's get back into the day, Zombo in your brain, or I'll give you a savory hand pie. Yeah, I will.
I look what the papers say. Day by day, I look what the papers say. Stranded in the jungle, lost inside a tube. Hate your next door neighbor. She's got more than you. Going round and round. Day by day, on the circle line. Day by day, yeah, yeah, yeah. Day by day, well, it's all worth no play. Day by day, well, it's all worth no play. Living for inflation, I know I never win. Just to earn a living, they keep me.
your head. She'll be ready for another trip. Come all day long to rock, all night long to roll. I get a feeling when I hear the rock and roll. If you like the rock and roll, come on, this is the place where you can spin and turn and jump. Grab your dancing mace. Don't care about nothing, just look your partner's face. Enjoy the lifestyle magic ways. You can play guitar every time if the bass is slapping it. Very fine. The bass drum shaking up the streets and the crazy rhythm moves my feet. I'm all day long to rock, all night long to roll. I get a feeling when I hear the rock and roll. I'm all day long to rock, all night long to roll. I get a feeling when I hear the rock and roll. I get a feeling when I hear the rock and roll. I get a feeling when I hear the rock and roll.
Pleasant little bit of a rocker there from Mama Guitar, all-gal rockabilly band from, or kind of psychobilly, or they get a little crazier later, but for the most part, very pleasant, and that was called All Those Summer Days. Before that, I know it sounded a bit like hackneyed rockabilly, all day, all night rock something or other. That was by the Black Frogs. And why I play that is Hungarian rockabilly. And if you want to see something crazy, you should go to a Hungarian rockabilly show. Went to one while ago in Budapest. Not Budapest. Budapest. Not pest. Oh, Budapest. Go there. And it was a band called the Mystery Gang. And it is just hilarious. It's like bizarro world rockabilly. First off, it's not their main language of English. So most of the songs are like, I'm going to buy you a diamond ring. I'm going to buy you a diamond ring. I want to buy you a diamond ring. I want to buy. That's pretty much like the big song by the Mystery Gang. Feature and great. And this other band was nuts. It was called Kick 'em Jenny and something, something. And it was this little Hungarian gal, probably in her 30s, but maybe 5 feet tall, comes up there with, like, you know, no shoes on, a pair of American jeans and I don't know what kind of T-shirts, and just had this Wanda Jackson voice and was just screaming out all this crazy ass rockabilly. And all the time, there's like either a fight. This is hilarious. So there's a drink, Palincha, I think is what it is. And if you are offered, it tastes horrible. It's like, you know, it's like pretty much compressed rotted vegetables ran through a baby's diaper. And then with a sprig of mint on it, something like that. That's kind of what this is. It's palincha. And it is one of the most rudest things. If somebody offers you a shot of that, to refuse it. And then we saw there's like fights. So it's hilarious. These rockabilly bands are playing, and it's just all this crazy, twisted, bizarro world take on the 1950s rock and roll. There's a fight down front. The next minute, these guys are hugging each other, and, you know, they're putting their arms around each other. And the next thing, you know, nice gig, guys getting kicked in the balls. It was absolutely, absolutely wonderful mayhem. It was literally a party at the end of the world. So so in front of that, we heard, This Day to Be by the Head Coach. Always expect something nice from that, and that was good. Day by Day by Generation X, Billy Idol. So I know what you're probably thinking. When am I going to get into the history, the rich history of sandwiches? You know, I could go back. Paul Smoke and the Grassi actually planted that seed, and it was a guy named John Montague, the fourth Earl of Sandwich. And he was playing cards or cribbage or braggage or fribbage, and I think he was playing Fizbin, and he didn't want to stop playing. Kind of how a lot of these people that play video games, there's people that actually wear diapers when they're playing video games, so they don't want to leave to go to the toilet, so they just, you know, they don't want to, like, leave their video game, and then they use the diaper to actually pour the rotted vegetables through to have the pachinko footer. So, well, it works out well. But they actually say sandwiches go back to Hillel the Elder, who put Paschal lamb and bitter herbs in soft matzah. So that's one. The other one's the Middle Ages. They were called trenchers, where they would get stale bread, and they'd soak it, and they'd either feed it to a dog or they'd give it to a beggar. So that was also kind of like a sandwich. But you don't know the real thing is? Okay. They don't mention this. No, they don't. I don't know if you know, but the sequel to Eric Von Daniken's Chariots of the Gods was Sandwich. Sandwich of the Aliens was his other one. Where you actually look at some of these older cave paintings, and you look at some of these, like, ancient scripts and stuff, and you will see hints that they're sandwiches. For example, you will see some of the Egyptian hieroglyphics. Now, how do these people make sandwiches back then? They certainly did. They had the bird-headed guy would make sandwiches for the eye god thing, Ra, and then that was one of the first literal, like, hieroglyphics of sandwiches, where it was like the bird-head guy. And I always loved that bird-head guy. You got to give it to Egyptians, man. For the bird-headed guy, man, that is trippy. That is so trippy, the bird-headed guy. Sure, you know, you can go into Indian culture and it's like all the multi-limbed, you know, Shiva or whatever, the karate chopping thing. You can go into, like, some of the really crazy, like, Asian artwork where it's like these dragons and stuff. But you just cannot beat the bird-headed guy from Egypt. Man, that bird-headed guy was awesome. I bet he got invited to a lot of parties, you know? You put out a cuttlefish for him, and the dude's all set. So I'm just saying, that sandwiches are also, I believe, also another thing that we cover up that is from an alien culture, you know? You know, because it was probably, they probably changed it in the Bible. You know, Adam and Eve and all that stuff. It was the forbidden sandwich. You know, but King James, I don't know if anybody's going to buy this sandwich stuff. What is a sandwich yet? I really think it hasn't been invented yet. Where's that Earl of Sandwich at? Oh, there he is. I guess it has been invented. I don't know the chronological difference. I don't care. It makes no difference. Boy, do I love a sandwich. I do. Yes, sir. So needless to say, you know, all things, there's probably like all kinds of sandwiches in the Bible. I don't know. There's a bunch of sandwiches and all of these holy texts. I'm sure there's something, you know. I don't know. I think that they wandered in the desert for 40 days and 40 nights looking for a Jersey Mike's, which is not very good. Penn's not bad. That's weird going into Penn. What is that, the Penn Sub, Penn Station Subs? I just feel, that's weird. It feels like, that's an odd-ass place. You go in there, and they kind of have a whole set of different rules. You know, now you go over here to order, you sit over here, and you go over here, and you get this, and they don't have any turkey on the menu. And there's something really very weird about the Penn Station Subs. I don't get it. And then there's like places that, one of my favorite ones, it used to be where Baby Loves Tacos. This guy was doomed. This business was doomed from day one. Jim's Subs. I don't know if you remember Jim's Subs. It was in Bloomfield for about a day. And I knew it was ruined because the sign was made wrong. So it said Jim's Sub, and half the B was missing, and half the telephone was gone. Half the telephone number was gone because he made the sign the wrong size. It was unbelievable. And as a joke, I think Baby Loves Taco used that half of the Jim Sub sign as part of their bottom counter. It's just one of these things. Subs. How did that Subs? And that's such a dumb name. Sub. You know, I'm going to have a sub. That just sounds like subhuman. That's like subhuman. Like sub. That's such a dumb word. Sub should really be out of the English language. Sub is such a horrible sounding word. There's so many words we need to get rid of. But I'll tell you what, sub is at the top of the damn list. And there's no way you can sound intelligent about like, yes, you know, even if you're talking about a submarine, you say it's a sub. You just sound like a nincompoop, you know. I just don't know. Sub should be out of the, and so should rhythm, because nobody can spell rhythm correctly. Rhythm and sub need to be out. My God, it's 11 o'clock already. Let me play some requests, all right? Let me get some requests. Okay, birthday request actually coming from Germany for me. And this is from Mr. Robot Cowboy. He wanted MC Micah and DJ Sven, even though it's called Holiday Rap, and it's from 86. It's not a song about sandwiches, subs, or the day. But then I got two from Paul Smoke and the Grassy, two Jethro Tull Day songs. So we'll muscle through a couple of these requests. Man. I used to really love Subway. I used to really, when Subway first came out, I was like, hey, this is kind of cool. Now it's just like, man, that Jared dude got involved. Man, oh man. Yeah, there we go. It's delicious. Pedophiles love subs. See, told you, it's a bad word. Holiday Rap, this is my request. Not my request, but a request for me.
Celebrate several ways, my good GM's wedding. We took the holiday with all our friends. It was a time to relax and let you wear it behind. It's taking several weeks, but something clouds my mind. It was the sign of the time we never forget. One morning, our parents kicked us out of a bed. Mr. Stupid, don't play the fool. But the hands were shut, you got to go to school.
G's running up and down and everybody know. Rapping, rocking, popping in the street kid show. Mike, the G rock the house and you know what I'm saying. Now when he's on a mic, there will be no delay. So you better run to see him in your neighborhood. He's rapping, rocking all the way to Hollywood. Hey, check it out, these are the words we say. Yo, scream at us, we need a holiday. We gonna ring a rang-a-dong for the holiday.
Put your arms in the air, let me hear you say.
We gonna ring a rang-a-dong for the holiday.
So you get the point on this. And the nice thing is I'm not gonna have to play this whole song because the streaming went down in Germany, so they don't even get to hear the request. That was actually the Holiday Rap of MC Micah, and Robot Cowboy suggested that. But of course, he said their streaming just went down. So, hey, here's Jethro Tull Cheap Day Return from Paul Smoke and the Grassy.
on grass and platform, to your soft shoe shovel dance. Brush away the cigarette ash that's falling down your pants. And then you sadly wonder, does the nurse treat your old man the way she should? She made you tea, ask for your autograph. What a laugh.
To the high.